Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, bless the Lord, oh, my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy and bless his righteous name. Most gracious and most heavenly Father, it is in Jesus' name that we come on this morning with a grateful heart and an attitude of gratitude and praise and thanksgiving to you and to you alone. Blessed be the name of the living God. Father God, as we come, we confess every sin of omission, every sin of commission, Father God, and we ask that you would forgive us, Father God, for all of our wrongdoings, not just the things we did not do, but Father God, the things we should have done that we did not do. And Lord, we bless your name, we glorify your name, we magnify your name, we exalt your name, we promote your name, Father God. We submit to the name, we believe in the name, we embrace the name, we speak the name of Father, and we thank you for the name of Jesus. Thank you for this new day. We embrace it, Father God. We thank you for it. And to you be all praise, to you be all glory, and to you be all honor. Thank you over, and thank you over again. So, Father God, have your way today. Thank you for the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Thank you for our listening audience around the globe. Thank you for another opportunity to serve in your kingdom and to be of your service. We say thank you, and we say thank you. We commit this day into your hands. We commit our lives into your hands, Father God. We commit this service into your hands. And may the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength, O Lord, our Redeemer. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forever. And our soul says, amen, amen, and amen again. Amen, 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 amen. Top of the morning to you, top of the morning, top of the morning. Welcome back to the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries, mentoring kingdom leadership where Jesus Christ is King and Jesus Christ is Lord. I am your host and your kingdom coach on this morning, Apostle Dr. Alfreda. Woke up this morning with my mind staying on Jesus. Woke up this morning with my mind stayed on the Lord. Amen. And we bless him and we thank him. Thank you for being here with us on today. If this is your first time, amen, please do not feel like a stranger. Have a seat at the table. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Amen. Enjoy the services on today. The first time we call you visitor. Second time, we call you family, we call you friend, amen. We want you to know, amen, that you can always come to this table, amen, and have a meal, amen. And so we want to thank God, amen, for his gracious provisions, amen. We invite you to visit our websites. We have several websites. Oh, glory be to God. Amen. And lifewordjesus.org, lifewordjesus.org. Find out more about our ministry. Amen. Glory be to God. And be blessed. Amen. And we say thank you, Jesus. We want to call your attention this morning to the book of Genesis. Amen. Chapter number 9. Genesis chapter number 9. And I'm going to begin reading in your hearing, starting in verse 1. Genesis chapter 9, verse 1. And God blessed Noah and his sons and said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth. And the fear of you and the dread of you shall be upon every beast of the earth and upon every fowl of the air, upon all that moveth upon the earth. and upon all the fishes of the sea. Into your hand they are delivered. Every moving thing that liveth shall be meat for you, even as the green herb have I given you all things. Ooh, my God. Have I given you all things. And this is the blessed word of God for the blessed people of God. Amen. We are teaching from a subject on this morning, living your best life now. Living your best life right now. Amen. And Father, we thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts are acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength, O Lord, our Redeemer. Beloved, as you read the book of Genesis, and we thank God for the book of Genesis because it's the first book. It's something about the first. You know, it's something about that first, you know, that first book, that first job. Most of us can remember that first job. Amen. Most of us remember our first love, you know, your first boyfriend, you know, the first school, the first house you lived in. Amen. I'm the firstborn. Amen. Amen. Glory be to God. So I know I'm special. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I'm just joking. Amen. We know we're all special. But, amen, it's something about that number one. Amen. The first. Nothing supersedes the first. Amen. That's why God says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness. That means you can put nothing before the first because the first is first. Nothing comes before the number one. Amen. But so we want to thank God for the book of Genesis. Amen. Glory be to God. You can learn so much. You can get in the book of Genesis and stay there all year. I mean, like every day for a whole year, a couple years, and, you know, and still be blessed through that book of Genesis. Amen. But as we read it, beloved, we see that God's love is revealed. Amen. The love of God. Amen. Hallelujah. God's everlasting love. His love is not temporary. His love is not seasonal. Amen. But his love is an everlasting love. When we read that book, we see where God placed the first people. The first people. Boy, that must have really been a blessing. Amen. Adam and Eve. And I think about how they didn't have a natural mother. They didn't have a natural father. And they must have been beautiful. You know, when we get to heaven, we'll see them. Amen. And, you know, they didn't have belly buttons, you know, because glory be to God, there was no umbilical cord. And, you know, just thank God for Adam. Amen. And thank God for Eve. And God created them and he put them in the beautiful Garden of Eden. It wasn't no shack. God didn't place him in the ghetto. No, God didn't place him in the place that, you know what I mean, that was shacky. Glory be to God. God does things top class. Oh, God is top class, baby. Extravagant. I like walking and running with him. I like walking and running with God, yeah, because God do things. When God do something, God do something. When God do something, baby, he going to show. It's something to be talked about and showed off. He don't do nothing halfway. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. When God put Adam and Eve in the garden, baby, it was beautiful. I mean beautiful. Read it for yourself. Use your sanctified imagination. Huh? How can you picture beautiful? Well, God did it better than that. Amen. Hubby, why? Because he's exceeding and abundant above all we could ask or think. Amen. Not only was everything beautiful for Adam and Eve, beloved, amen, God gave them an abundance of everything they needed. He didn't say, all right, two of these, okay. Take one of these a day, all right? Eat one of these apples a day, okay? No, cut this in half, okay? Because, you know, you say this for the week, you know, so you know, ration this out. No, it wasn't no rationing taking place. Glory be to God. Glory be to God, because God gave them an abundance.
of everything they needed. When we think, well, that's more than enough. What you need? Okay, well, guess what? You got that and some. Amen. Hallelujah. Because God is an abundant God. Matter of fact, that's one of the reasons that Jesus came to earth, beloved. He said, I came that ye might have life and have life more abundantly. See, that's how God thinks. See, well, let me tell you something. You wanna go somewhere, you wanna live your best life, you got to start thinking like God thinking. Okay, God don't think low, God don't think stingy, God don't think shortage. Huh? Glory, God does not have a poverty mentality. Huh? The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. God thinks large because God is large. See, and if you living in God, you large too. Amen. Glory be to God. And we need to start thinking like that, talking like that, walking like that. Amen. Glory be to God. The very first action God took. Okay, now think about this. Okay, read it. Let's go. Matter of fact, let me help you out. Go to Genesis chapter 1, verse 28. Okay, let's go to the first book. Go to the first chapter. Okay, now let's go to verse number 28. Okay, now let's read it. And it says this. And God blessed them and said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it and have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. My God, my God, my God. My God, my God, my God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. So here, beloved, amen. God creates the first man. God creates the first woman. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. He puts them in a beautiful garden and the very first action God took after creating them was to invoke his blessings on them. Isn't that something to think about? He didn't curse them. He didn't say, all right, you know, good luck to you. You know, call me if you need me. Let me know how you make out. No. He gave them everything they needed and then put the blessing on them. He blessed them. He created them, then he blessed them. He created them and told them to be fruitful and multiply. Huh? Subdue the earth. Have dominion over the sea. Have dominion over the birds. Have dominion. Have dominion over everything that creepeth upon the earth. Full authority. God gave man after he created them. That's something to think about. He didn't create him and say, well, the welfare office is over there on Fifth Street. You know, they open at 9, but I advise you to get there early. Huh? No. He didn't say, well, the food bank, you know, that, you know, I'll have that established in about 2 weeks. No. Beloved. Amen. Hallelujah. Look at God in action. Look at God revealing who he is. Hallelujah, who he is. God blessed them. Although mankind's relationship with God was broken through Adam and Eve's rebellion, okay, we know the story, all right, how they caused sin and death to enter into the world, but God's plan for redemption remained on course. See, they messed up, but God didn't mess up. They blew it, but God didn't blew it. See, glory be to God. They came short, but God never changed his mind on his purpose for creating us in the first place. Why? Because he's a God that changes not. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Even when mankind's wickedness and depravity grew so much that it covered the whole earth, God kept a holy remnant of people through whom he would pour his blessings. I'm talking to you today. If you listen to me today, you're the remnant of God. You're the church within the church, baby. God knew you before the foundation of the world. That same blessing that God gave to Adam, that same blessing that God gave to Abraham, beloved, that it belongs to you. If you are in Christ, you are Abraham's seed. Hallelujah, and thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. The blessing, the empowerment to prosper. Hallelujah. That's what God gives. That's who God is. That's what he wants us to partake in. Psalms 84:11, God is our sun and shield. He gives us grace and glory. Absolutely no good thing does he withhold from those who walk upright. Psalms 35:27, the Lord gives prosperity. The Lord gives pleasure in the prosperity of his servants. God is a good God. He's a generous God. See? And you want to walk with him because you don't have to worry about him running out of blessings. Ooh, you ain't got to worry about that. Hallelujah. Some people walk with you so they can get what they can get. Most people, I was doing some reading because I like to read. Y'all know I'm an autodidact. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. That's how I learn through reading. Amen. Glory be to God. It's called autodidact, okay? I love to read. Amen, glory be to God. People, amen, that hit the lotteries for all these millions and millions and millions of dollars, glory be to God, and got people and friends and people lining up at their doors and people they never knew, everybody trying to get with you, amen, because you got a little something to give, amen? But 9 out of 10, okay, 9 out of 10, amen, said they were so happy when that money left. They were just so happy when the money ran out. Amen. Glory be to God. Because they knew that people was walking with them for the wrong reasons. See? Glory be to God. Huh? Everybody, amen, want to be associated with somebody that got something. But let me tell you something. God don't run out, baby. That's why you got to run with him. He got it all, and he ain't running out of nothing. Whoa, my God, my God, my God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. To God be all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor. So he wanted them to rule. To rule over something is to have absolute authority and control over it. God has ultimate rule over the earth, and he exercises his authority with loving care. When God delegated some of his authority to the human race, he expected us to take responsibility for the environment and other creatures that share our planet. Now, we know that's a whole discussion all in itself when we start talking about the environment, ozone layers and that type of thing, okay, pollution, clean water, okay, so that's another discussion, amen, but we do have responsibility, amen. Glory, we must not be careless and wasteful as we fulfill this charge. God was careful and creative when he made this earth. And we must also be careful and creative in our stewardship of it. God was giving Adam and Eve stewardship. See, glory be to God, hallelujah. And we like to throw that term around, amen, when we talk about gifts. And you know, hey, well, you use it or lose it. Use it or lose it. Let me tell you, no, you ain't going to lose it if you don't use it. But you're going to be held accountable for it. Or you're going to be accountable for it. Why? Because, amen, God wants us responsible in our stewardship. So we see this in the beginning. But our scripture starts in verse number 1, it says, and God blessed Noah and his sons, and God blessed Noah and his sons, beloved. After the flood, God again revealed his will to bless and prosper his people. God blessed Noah, and we still saw where he blessed Abraham. Now we see where God blessed Noah, beloved, after the flood. He blessed before the flood, after the flood. God is in the blessing business. He hasn't changed his mind. Like, write this scripture down this morning. Oh, excuse me. Oh. Write this scripture down. To let you know that God has not changed his mind. And God will not change his mind. Hallelujah. Because God changeth not. Hallelujah. Acts chapter 3, verse 26. It is to you first that God, after raising his servant from the grave, has sent him to bless you. You see that? Jesus was sent to bless you. So far we see that Jesus, amen, came that you may have abundant life. And now we see what Jesus was sent to bless you. So God gave put the blessing on Adam and Eve. Now God puts the blessing, amen, on Noah. Glory be to God. And I've come to tell you, amen, that God has put the blessing on you. And your seed. Come on, somebody. God is a blessing God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, my God, my God. Hallelujah. We see, beloved, when we continue to read in that ninth chapter, okay, God gave them the animals, God gave them the fish, and God gave them every living thing for their food. Now, we're going to talk about that in another subject. Hallelujah. About the food. Hallelujah. But amen. That's for time's sake this morning. Since we ain't got a lot of time, let's just focus on what he did give. We ain't going to talk about what he didn't give this morning. Let's just talk about what he did give. All right. Hallelujah. We saw here, amen, that God, amen, gave him the fish. I love me some fish. Matter of fact, I can eat fish every day. I can eat fish. Give me some fish. Give me some fruits and veggies. I'm good to go. I am good to go. All right. That other stuff, we can talk about that later. All right. But this is what God gave them. Amen. Glory be to God. Then after God gave them, blessed them, gave them the food, glory be to God. Then it goes on to say he gave them power and dominion over the earth and told them, even as the green herb have I given you all things. Now, every place Noah looked, it was green. He was living in the green city. Glory be to God. And God said, I have given you all things. Beloved, I come to tell you this morning that every good and every perfect gift coming from above. Every good and every perfect gift. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If it didn't come from God, it don't exist. God gave them all things. Somebody need to underline that word all things in your Bible this morning. Somebody needs, because some of you questioning, some of you got a little question, got a little doubt. Amen. The devil been trying to get to you. He been trying to get to you, speaking through your dreams. Some of you associated with the wrong people. Glory be to God. You ever wonder why you feel some kind of way when they leave, because they dropping off them spirits. Glory be to God. Some of you, amen, you got to guard your ear gates, your eye gates, your heart gates. You got to guard your gates, baby. Glory be to God. You don't really care what everybody else is saying. You want to know what God's saying. You want to know the kingdom message. What did Jesus say? Glory be to God. Everybody has an opinion, and everybody likes to be heard. See? Glory be to God. But what did Jesus say? The Bible tells us that God gave them all things. So somebody needs to underline A-L-L. What does the word all things mean? Well, do you really not understand what all means? Do you really need to go to Webster and look up the word all? Well, then go to Webster and look it up. Glory be to God. As his intentions for Noah was, beloved, the same that it was for Adam and Eve. Now we see God's intentions didn't waver. The same intentions he had, amen, with Adam and Eve, God has had with Noah. He blessed Noah. He blessed Noah's sons with his abundance, and he gave them everything that they need. I recall a song as I was growing up back in the heyday. All you need, God's got it. He's got everything you need. All you need, God's got it. He's got everything you need. Not only does he have everything you need, he has promised to supply everything you need. What you need today? Come on with that false humility. I don't need nothing. You lying. Liar, liar, pants on fire. You in denial. All this spiritual arrogance and false humility. I don't need nothing. No, I'm good. No, you need something. And God know what you need. And he already got what you need. Hey, my God, my God. Some see, we need to raise our level of expectation. And know, amen, as you need it, God, amen, going to give it to you. And you need to expect to receive it. You need to live in that spirit of expectation. Today might be my receiving day. Hey, come on, somebody, give God some praise. Beloved, as I close on this morning, I want to remind you that God's purpose remains the same today. God has not changed his mind. In the midst of a wicked and perverse generation of people who have turned away from him, God has raised a holy end time remnant upon whom he will pour his blessings in time, financial anointing. We it. I know I am. And if you're under this banner, under this anointing, under this ministry, you included. Hey, come on, somebody. If you connected to this ministry, you included, because the blessings flow from the top down. Hey, come on, somebody. Come on, somebody. Give God some praise up here on this morning. Glory be to God. We're the end time remnant. Hallelujah, glory be to God. And God is pouring his blessings upon us. It's a financial, it's anointing. It's an anointing to prosper. It's an anointing to get that money. Come on, get that money. Or we going to get the money, because God already know we know what to do with the money. Come on, somebody. We already been tested and tried. Why'd you think you was in that situation so long? Why you think you went without for so long? Baby, you was being tested for the windfall. Hey, my God, Suki, I feel the anointing up in here. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. He will use this remnant to accomplish his purposes on earth. Beloved, hallelujah. So God, hallelujah, hallelujah. He wants his people into his end-time financial anointing cycle. He wants us into his cycle of financial momentum for a financial breakthrough. You ready? You ready for the movement? Hey, my God, Suki. You ready for the financial movement? You ready to jump into the financial momentum for a financial breakthrough? Anybody need a financial breakthrough? Woo, my God. More than enough for you, more than enough for your family, and more than enough, amen, to help fund God's kingdom. That's what the money's for, baby. Hallelujah. For those of us who are ready to believe and to receive, Hallelujah. We can receive that anointing today. God has a prophetic end time cycle of prosperity for his people. It is a cycle of blessing and abundance. You will not find one place in the Bible where God says he only plans to meet our basic needs. Now, if you find it, I want you to call me. Text me and say, Pastor, I found it. I'm going to call you in a couple minutes. And I'm going to make my schedule clear. No matter what I got, and I got a couple things to do today, I'm going to make my schedule clear to talk to you. If you find it in the Bible, beloved, where God only plans to meet our basic needs, the basic. All right, get a little bit of food, a little bit of shelter, a little bit of clothing. All right, you got one outfit there. Okay, all right, we live over here in this hut. Okay, a little peanut butter, surplus cheese. I live on that for January. And February, I'll come and bring you some Spam. Okay, and March, we're going to see what we can. Nah. That would be enough. That would be enough, our basic needs. Because that's really all we need is our basic needs. But God promises to go beyond that. Ephesians 3:20. Now unto him who is exceedingly and abundantly above all we can ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. He plans to pour out his blessings upon his people in abundance. Now somebody needs to get this today, because it's the word of God. It's the word. I'm coming straight from the pit, straight from the book. You need to know that God wants you to live in abundance. God don't care nothing about you living extravagant. He don't give a hoot. Why? Because he know you ain't chasing that. It's chasing you. See? You chasing God and the blessings chasing you. That's God's order of protocol. God don't care nothing about this temporary stuff. You're going to leave it anyhow. He know you ain't in love with it. You don't even care about it. Glory be to God, but he give it to you anyhow, because you want it. And he wants you to, if you want it, he want it for you. Come on, somebody. Simultaneously, as God is pouring out his supernatural power to work miracles, he will release a prophetic end time financial anointing. God's purpose for releasing this end time financial anointing is to break the bondage of debt off his people. Anybody got debt? Anybody got debt? Huh? I was looking at a student loan bill, which I'm going to have a testimony in another couple weeks or so. Well, my student loan bill was, $55,000? $55,000 student loan. Anybody got debt? Huh? IRS debt? Huh? Credit card debt? Car payment debt? Scared to pull your credit report? You better pull that credit report and see what you can do to straighten that credit report out, because your name means everything. So you better go to freeannualcreditreport.com, get your free credit report, all three bureaus, and see what's on there. And make sure you're not a victim of identity fraud. And if you see something on there that don't look right, give Sister Titan Norwood a call. Amen. She's going to hook you up. Amen. With Legal Shield. Amen. You're going to get an attorney to help straighten this stuff out. Come on, take charge, y'all. Stop being the victim. Man up. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. God, beloved, amen, is releasing the end-time financial anointing to break the debt off of his people. Your children in debt. You in debt. Well, God wants to bless you to break the debt off you, break the debt off your family, and some other families, too, to help some people, to help somebody. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. and to release finances for the end time harvest of souls. That's what the money is for. That's what the money is for. Guess what? Those of you, amen, who sow into this ministry when you feel like it, guess what? Glory be to God, end time harvest for souls. This ministry, beloved, I'm talking to you, but I'm talking to people all around the world. I'm going to back office right now and show you. We're in India, we're in Russia, we're in China, we're in Africa. You won't even know till you get to heaven all the souls that's been saved through this ministry that you support. End time harvest for souls. When we go on social media, glory be to all around the world. But when I go on social media, I just don't have a private setting. I go public. Anybody around the world can chime into Facebook, YouTube, wherever, and see this ministry. End time harvest for soul. Why? Because God's word will never return unto him void. It will always accomplish what he sent it forth to do. When that word comes out, it's going to ping somebody. See? Hallelujah. And this is what the money is for. Pay the bills. This is what the money is for. Expand. Glory be to God, but you can't expand without money. Glory be to God. You can't do nothing without money. That's why God giving you the money. And he don't want you to be stingy with it. He wants you to be generous with it because you're doing his work. That's why he's trusting you with it. Oh, glory be to God. Beloved, live in daily expectation of the fulfillment of his promises to prosper you in all things in every way possible. Say that one more time as we go into prayer and write it down. God wants you to prosper in all things. We said yesterday, spirit, soul, and body. He wants you to prosper in your health, your spiritual life, your relationships, your money. Nothing missing, nothing broken. Okay? That's where God wants you. Well-balanced, well-prospered, well-favored. The reason some of us are not quite there yet because we really have no problem believing it. We don't really believe that. We believe that prosperity is a sin. The more money you got, amen, the more devil you got. The devil is a liar. He comes to kill, steal, and destroy. He's trying to steal your money. If money wasn't all that important, why he trying to steal yours? And all things and in every way possible. I want you to repeat this proclamation after me, beloved. Repeat this as we go into prayer this morning because you have to confess it. Decree a thing that shall be established. Huh? Your faith will always rise to the level of your confession. One of the reasons we don't have it yet is we're scared to say it. Glory be to God. Huh? Hallelujah. You have to speak it. Give your words power by speaking it. Give your angels something to do. Amen. By speaking words of faith based on God's promises. So repeat this after me. I receive the prophetic word God has spoken that he is releasing an end time financial anointing. By faith, I receive this financial anointing and believe God to break the bondage of debt off my life. I am expecting God to prosper me in all things in every way possible. Do you believe it? Amen. Hallelujah. I know I do. Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, we thank you for the word of God on today. Oh, Father God, we thank you for your eternal word. We thank you for your rich word. We thank you for your prosperous word. Father God, we thank you, Father God, that your word tells us without a doubt that you want us to live our best life ever right now. Not tomorrow, but today. God, we say thank you. Thank you, Father. Thank you for anointing our ears to hear what the Spirit is saying. And you say, he who have ears, let him hear what the Spirit is saying. We hear you. We believe you. We receive you. And we thank you, Father, for your prosperity upon our lives, your blessing upon our lives, the blessing of the Lord that makes rich and adds no sorrow to it. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you. And we will be faithful, Father God. Hallelujah, in it. We will do what is right as you lead us. God, we're going to honor you with the first fruit offering. With God, before anybody get anything, before we buy a pair of shoes or pay a phone bill, you're going to get your 10%. Or what, and more than that, if you tell us to give it, we going to freely give it unto you, Father. And we're not going to wait till we get the lump sum. We're going to start with what we got right now. And we say thank you, and we bless you, and we praise you. In Jesus' name, our soul says amen, amen, and amen. Bless the name of the Lord. That's the word of God on today. Amen, hallelujah, to God be praised. All right, all right, all right. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I believe everybody received the text. Amen. I may have a few more texts to send out, trying to update everybody. Amen. Because some people said they had a hard time. They really wasn't quite sure where we was. We've been moving around a little bit. We do realize that because we're going somewhere. We're going somewhere. All right. If you're moving into a new house, that means that the house you're living in right now is a little, you know, needs to be, it's not really in order because you're packing. You packing, you throwing away stuff, you're giving away stuff because you're about to move. You're going somewhere. This ministry about to go somewhere. So that's why we've been moving around a little bit. Amen. Adjusting. Amen. Just making sure we in queue with the Lord, not outrunning the Lord, not running before the Lord, just making sure we right where we need to be. See? So that's what's going on. So I send everybody out the text message so you can have our agenda. Amen. So, amen. Let's keep moving. Amen. In Jesus' name. We pray that everybody have a good day, a blessed day, a marvelous day, a fantastic day. Amen. We refuse to be in the right place at the wrong time. Father God, we cancel bad news. We cancel tears. We cancel sorrow. It will not take place. It will not prosper. It will not take root, and it will not come to pass. Thank you, Father. Thank you. We bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. And we seal this prayer by the word, by the blood, by the Spirit. We cast it at the feet of Jesus to decree and declare, declare and decree that Satan is defeated, darkness is dispelled, and Jesus Christ is the King of Kings, and Jesus Christ, he is the Lord of Lords. Amen, amen, and amen. All right, walk in the blessing, because the blessing manifestation, it is already here. Amen. Apostle Dr. Alfreda signing out. Amen. Love you. Love you. Love you. Love you. Love you. Love you. In Jesus' name. Amen.
To receive now the mass choir as they sing Magnify Him featuring Lucretia Campbell. Your name, oh Lord. and